Thank you.
AMR. Dit is het geluid van Vrije Radio.
Thank you very much indeed. Oh, that man is a fantastic cook. Believe me. Hello and welcome. This is the Mailbox program on European Music Radio, EMR, a program in which we open the mailbox and have a look at how many letters we've received over the last month. And this month they're not overflowing off of the studio table onto the studio floor and into the filing cabinet. Well, they're going into a filing cabinet, but not hardly overflowing because last month there were some reception problems for some listeners throughout Europe due to propagation disturbances and all the things that mean you can't receive us so well. Anyway, let's hope you're hearing me loud and clear this month. Remember, this is your program and we want you to take part in the program by writing to us at our mailing address. Without your letters, there would be no mailbox program. My name's Roger Tate. Please address all your mailbox letters to me, and this is the address. It's EMR, European Music Radio, at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Well, as I was saying, we didn't receive so many letters over the last month. Enough to make a program, of course, but also some spare time, which means that we're going to feature something rather special on the Mailbox program this month. I've been on my holidays over the last month or so, and I've been out and about recording some interviews, and I recorded an interview with an operator of a really great station by the name of Britain Radio International. The operator's name is Steve Jones, and the interview with him will be coming up in about 15 minutes' time. There'll be some music, of course, and above all, your letters.
Just keep on stepping.
And talking of letters, let's get the ball rolling. Say hello to Mr. John Cook, who writes to us from number 24, Albury Flats, Newington Avenue, Southend on Sea in Essex. He sends us a reception report for our last transmission, of course, on 6265 kHz. Dated July the 16th, 1978. He started listening at 8 minutes past 9 hours GMT, and he correctly identifies all the programs, including the Swedish program. He gives us a SINPO there of 35543. He's using a Grundig Satellite 2000 receiver and using only its vertical telescopic antenna. He thinks the DMR is a very professional station. Thank you. And from Southend-on-Sea in Essex to Udenhout in Holland. And to Mr. D. Wagenmarkers. He writes to us from Udenhout and he says, "Dear sirs, I have much pleasure in informing us that he heard our station on shortwave, and he hopes that we'll be interested in the following reception report." Interested? We're more than interested. We're very, very, very pleased. Anyway, his reception report goes something like this. He says that the program suffered from some interference. However, he could hear it reasonably well on 6265 kHz and gives us a SINPO of 34434. He owns a Kenwood QR666 receiver, and he uses quite a good outdoor antenna. It's 90 feet long, and its altitude is 25 feet high. Far better than that indoor antenna of our friend in England, only with an indoor telescopic aerial. The secret to getting good reception on EMR, of course, is a sensitive receiver, freedom from interference, and a good antenna. Remember, all the people that write to us receive one of the EMR fantastic QSL cards and one of our stickers, one of our car stickers. So please write to us and we'll send you further information about European Music Radio. From Holland to Hildesheim in West Germany, and a guy by the name of Jörg Hirer. And Jörg tells us that he lives just outside Hildesheim and sends us a very nice postcard with four very nice photographs on it showing us buildings like churches and cathedrals and things. All very nice. He enjoyed our music last time round on our last broadcast. And he especially liked EMR's AJ song. Rumour has it that Barry Stevens is going to go into the recording studio and record a song, which is going to cost us a lot of money because he's going to break all the microphones. No, I don't mean it, Barry. Now a SINPO report of 44444, all the fours, and it comes to us from a guy by the name of Robin Claw, and he writes to us from Tunbridge Wells in Kent. Tunbridge Wells is the name of a town which is in England, southern England, and there are many, many, many very nice little villages around that part of Kent in England. Lots of very nice pubs, I know, because recently I was on holiday in that part of England, and I went around with the guy who does our Swedish program, Tony Scott. And he got very drunk. So if Tony Scott's listening somewhere in Europe, hello there to you. Anyway, continuing with Robin Claw's report, he says that we were coming through reasonably well on 6265 kHz, and he particularly liked Steve Leonard's program. He says he was having some interference from Morse or other signals on CW. He says that possibly the noise could have been at his end and not our end. Of course it wasn't at our end. We don't broadcast Morse code. Mind you, it might be a good idea. Next month we'll have the mailbox program and I won't be talking. We'll have a Morse key in the studio and it'll all be in Morse. Staying with England, but from going, English is terrible. Going from southern England to western England and a town called Plymouth, which is a naval town. And there are docks and things, everything to do with the sea at Plymouth. Our listener's name in Plymouth is Gary. It's Gary Davis, and he writes to us from number 4 Clarence Place. He particularly liked the mailbox programme. Thank you. He owns a fairly inexpensive receiver made by Tandy's, and it's called an Astronaut 66, and he has a simple telescopic antenna. He says that he thinks that we put the BBC to shame. One thing he particularly liked about the mailbox programme last month was a record I played by a group called High Tension, and the record's name was High Tension. I thought he might like the next record on the mailbox show. From Erotic Soul by the Larry Page Orchestra, a talk over to a record I'm not going to talk over because it's far too good. It's the new one from High Tension, and it's called British Hustle. I think we'll rename it and call it the European Hustle.
The hustle, baby.
Hey, it's the British Hustle. And it's High Tension. And this is the Mailbox programme on EMR. Please write to us, EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. Hey, we got some information for you. Free Radio Waves. This is a magazine that tells you all about alternative radio stations. Get the latest information and the stories behind the news in the latest edition of Free Radio Waves. You can obtain your copy of Free Radio Waves from Flagstones, West Heath Lane, Sevenoaks, Kent, in England. That's Free Radio Waves, Flagstones, West Heath Lane, Sevenoaks, Kent, in England. Free Radio Waves costs overseas listeners only 3 IRCs. That's 3 IRCs if you live outside the United Kingdom. If you live inside the UK, it's only 18 pence. Plus a stamped addressed envelope. Remember, 3 IRCs if you live outside the UK. And if you live inside the UK, it's only 18 pence plus a stamped addressed envelope. Free Radio Waves, the informative journal about free radio. Buy your copy now. A little bit of Saturday Night Band in the background whilst we pick up a few more of our letters that we've received over the last month. And here's one from Clace, and his first name is Daniel. Daniel Clace, and he writes to us from Kessel Low in Belgium. Thanks very much for your very interesting letter, Daniel. You identified that Free Radio Waves ad admirably in your letter. You're the lucky owner of a Grundig Satellite 2000. You know, I'm very jealous of all these people with Grundig Satellites. Surely there must be somebody out there with the same receiver as myself. I own a Marconi CR100. Is there anybody out there that owns one? Please let me know. Okay, Daniel heard us last month at a SINPO of 43444. And I don't think the calibration on his Grundig could be too good, because he said that we were plus or minus 6270 kilohertz, which is incorrect. Anyway, he says that his radio has 27 transistors in it, 14 diodes, 7 stabilizers, and 1 rectifier. Is there no loudspeaker there? Perhaps he uses headphones. I'm joking! As you may have gathered, I'm in a very happy mood because I've just got back from my holiday, and I'm thinking back over my holiday, over all the very nice memories. Only had memories, no sun, it poured with rain. Okay, hello to Gary Hogg. Gary writes to us from Cookridge, Leeds in West Yorkshire, and he's a regular listener. He sent us a very, very quick note, and he sent us an audio letter some while ago. He's going to send us some tapes and wants some recordings of various other radio stations that broadcast in Europe, and is wondering whether we had any recordings of them. We may well have. Remember, if you send us a reception report on a tape, then we'll send the tape back to you with a fantastic studio recording from EMR. How about that? And from somebody who uses a Grundig to somebody who uses a Trio R300 communications receiver. And the owner of that piece of equipment, his name is Mr. C.J. Humphreys, from number 11 Scafell Avenue, Fareham, Hants. And that's in England. And C.J., we don't know the first name there. C.J. liked the Flashback program and thought that EMR was very, very professional. Particularly liked music from the Beatles and the Moody Blues. He wants one of our QSL cards. He's got one. Okay, while we're dancing around the studio then, why not let's mention a few people who send tapes in and things like that. Hello, Michael. Michael Cole of Bradford in England. He got a Sinpo of 433-33. He sent us a cassette tape. Thank you. And Manfred Schultz of West Germany. He only received us at 22222, but he sent us a reel-to-reel tape. So he's going to get a much better quality recording back. Thank you. Okay, well, I'm in a very happy mood. But what about those people who aren't so happy?
Have you ever considered how fortunate your children are to have been born in a continent where food can be obtained in abundance, where there's no illness without a doctor attending, where education, social security, holidays, color television sets are simply taken for granted? Indeed, we all have been lucky not to have been born in Africa, South America or Asia, for then we might have been one of those many millions who go hungry every day of their lives. Of course, UNICEF looks after them, but then who looks after UNICEF? Therefore, send your contribution to the United Nations Children's Organization's branch office nearest you.
And we fully support that. Okay, we have a listener out there who's got a very unusual hobby. He collects QSL cards, which is not really unusual, except that he collects EMR QSL cards, and he's got 12 of them. Amazing. His name's Stephen Kemp. For you, Stephen, at flat 6-5 Nelson Close, Walton-on-Thames in Surrey. Have this one on us. The Crown Heights Affair and Galaxy of Love. Just a little bit of Galaxy of Love there for you, Stephen, because we've got something very important on the programme. Something which we haven't done before, and that is to feature an interview. And as I said, I was on holiday during the month and had the great pleasure of interviewing Steve Jones of Britain Radio International. And this is the recording that I made.
This is Roger Tate reporting for European Music Radio Mailbox programme from somewhere in England. And I'm talking to Steve Jones of Britain Radio International. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you then?
Yes, I'm fine. I thought you might like to tell us a few things about the history of Britain Radio International. When did it first start?
Well, originally it started a very long while ago, about 12 to 13 years, but as regards using the station name Britain Radio International, I began transmission on the 12th of September 1976. This was on 6.220 megahertz. We used a very small amount of power, only 6 watts, just to see what the results was like, but the following week we increased to 10 watts because with the 6 watts we got into Holland and it was looking very favourable. On 10 watts we only got the same distance, but the There's a vast improvement, of course, in signal-to-noise ratio. From there, we carried on to 50 watts. Well, with 50 watts, the batteries, over an hour and a half, because we use tapes, of course, over an hour and a half, it was running, you know, fairly low. So I dropped back down, and even with 50 watts, by the way, there wasn't a vast difference in distance that we transmitted.
In the early days, how many sort of reception reports did you get for a broadcast?
Well, on the first actual transmission, we received one a fortnight after the transmission, and at first I thought that's all we had got. And there's a couple came in, one from Germany, in fact, which came about 2 months afterwards. Actually, the first transmission, I should say, there was only five, but the subsequent transmissions we receive on an average, well, it varies, well, from 10 upwards, but a lot of them send in reception reports, perhaps three at once. You know, probably save costs.
Well, coming up a little bit more up to date, what sort of equipment do you broadcast with now?
Well, it's still transistors, except for very high power. As regards power on the transistors, I still keep on low power, mainly because of the cost of the equipment and having to forfeit it in case we have to run. But normally between 12 and 25 watts on shortwave. On medium waves, I use 15 watts. I have got capabilities of more, but at present I can't see the point in using it.
What frequencies are you using on shortwave at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I've got the choice of about 6 to 10 channels. But I can't give a specific frequency. It depends a lot on what the other stations are using. I find a clear space and then I'll use that. We originally stuck on 6265 kilohertz, but a few stations must have decided at the time it was a clear channel also, and they came on that frequency, so I had to steer clear of it. So I move around a bit, depending on, as I say, on what's on at the time.
Now tell us a little bit about the studio equipment you use. Can you tell us something about your studio?
Yeah, studio equipment is basically disco equipment, so I run a disc deck as well. But I use two decks, of course, with a jingle machine. The circuitry of the console is a little elaborate for what I'm using it for. Then I feed into a compressor to increase the music power, should I say. Get a bit more output from the transmitter. I limit the bass, for obvious reasons. I then feed that into a cassette machine. It's recorded stereo, although it's transmitted mono.
Fine, thanks very much. And what about plans for the future?
Well, plans for the future at the moment, I haven't been on the air for about 2 months or so. I've just moved house. That's mainly what's held me up. We're going to be on every Sunday morning, except for when I've been doing a disco on Saturday night and I'm a bit tired. We'll be on 6 megs, as usual, 48 meter band. Plenty of jingles. We've got some adverts, very, very limited, of course. The usual kind of music. I'm hoping to have a new DJ on the station. Let's see if we can get some good sounds.
Right, thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very interesting guy. If you're listening, Steve, thank you for letting me do that interview with you. And I hope you're getting good reception today. We hope that everyone's getting good reception of EMR. Remember, this is your programme, the Mailbox programme. The mailing address, EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. And we're going to say hello now to Dylan O'Day. And Dylan wrote to that very address. And he correctly identified the DX Tips programme last month and some of the records that we played. He's writing to us from County Galway in Ireland and gives us a SINPO of 44444, all the fours, and he wanted one of our QSL cards. He really liked our professional approaches, what he says in his letter, and particularly the mailbox show. Thank you. And here's some handwriting that I know. Yes, he's a regular. His name's Michael Cotty. And he writes to us from Edenbridge in Kent. Uh-huh, another dweller in Kent. Kent, lovely county in England. Lots of pubs. Get very drunk. In fact, Tony Scott got very drunk. Tony Scott's Swedish programme coming up later on. Thank you for your letter there, Michael. Haven't got time to read it all out, but agree with all the things that you say in your letter. And talking of regular writers and correspondents, Mark Hattam has written to us again and identifies our station among the other stations that he heard on 48 metres, including Radio 49, Sunshine Radio, Corsair Radio and Radio Westside. He's heard all about our move to 41 metres. Well, in fact, our move to 41 metres is only going to be partial, because in the future we're going to be broadcasting on 48 and 41 metres together. And in fact, you can listen to us today at 1200 hours GMT when we have a test on 7315 kHz, with a test on 7315 kHz at 1200 hours GMT. And I wonder how many letters that'll bring in. Now quickly, a letter from Brian Kendall, who gives us a SINPO of 4554, and he writes to us from Petswood in Kent, and also a letter from Michael Gathergood, and he writes to us from Hayes in Middlesex. He particularly liked Barry Stevens' flashback show, and also the Booker T record that was played. And John Sanders writes to us from Portswood, Southampton in England, and gives us a SINPO of 44323, and he identifies some of the records on Steve Leonard's programme. Coming to the final two letters in the mailbox programme for this month, and the first one of the last two comes to us from John R. Megson, and he writes to us from Northern England, a place called Whitley Bay. Very much a place where tourists go. It's certainly a seaside resort in Tyne and Wear. Our frequency there, he says, was 6265 kHz. Absolutely correct. And he was listening to us from 11 until midday, British Standard Time. Gives us a SINPO of 44333 and owns a Grundig Satellite 6000, which he tells us was made in 1968. He says that our QSL card would be appreciated. You should have your hands on it by now. Oh, and the QSL card. And the final letter for this month comes to us from Jeff Cozier, and he writes to us from Victoria in Australia. Well, that's where he writes to us from. In fact, he was on holiday in London in England last month, and he heard us just by chance, and says that we played a Moody Blues record, and he said that he heard Robert Bond and lots of other things, and he says that he wished he had free radio stations in Australia. Okay, I'll second that. Time for the final record then on Roger Tate's mailbox programme. We haven't got time for all of it, but just a little. We're going to boogie. Oogie. Oogie, 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 oogie. Oogie, 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 oogie. Out of here. Taste of honey from me until next month. Thank you for listening and goodbye. We'll be right back.